We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. If you were with us earlier in the program, you heard our conversation with New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett about what Congress is trying to put together and whether it'll be a good thing for the economy in the long run. With me now to talk about what is expected in the bill and what he would like to see in the bill and what most economists would, Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily, a great friend of the show. And Terry, it's always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been charting this all the way through, from the housing boom to the housing bubble bursting and now to the mortgage mess that's threatening some of the most storied names in the world of financial institutions. Now we're talking about a $700 billion bailout bill to kind of stabilize things up on Wall Street now. The president wants this done ASAP, but we're already seeing that Republicans and Democrats are trying to wrangle to get what they want included into this thing. What do you expect to see hit the House floor here before the end of the week?
Well, I would hope to see a clean bill that included only the money needed to clean up this mess and hopefully leave it behind us. But I'm sorry to say that's not entirely likely, given the way Congress works. As soon as they sense weakness on the opposite side of the debating table, they usually go for the jugular, and that means they're going to want to get some other things thrown into this bill that will just lard it with essentially pork and favors to key constituencies. And I think it'll make it a less effective bill over the long run.
And Terry, as you examine this process, it seems like regulation is more popular than ever now. And there's obviously the need to make sure that there are safety nets in place, but at the same time, not go overboard. So how do lawmakers and other officials here in Washington achieve that?
Well, sadly, this has been sold as a result of sort of non-regulation of the markets. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is a classic example of over-regulation of the markets. They were over-regulated by creating Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which both enjoyed congressional support and enlarged themselves and basically became the housing market over the last 15 years or so. And that is the key issue here. I think what we need to do is, once this bailout is achieved, we need to get government as far removed from a functioning market, which is the housing market, as possible, and allow natural market forces to take over and let prices hit where they're going to hit and let home builders build homes when it's profitable and let people buy homes when they can afford them.
So in a perfect world, should Congress be doing much of anything? And if so, what would it look like?
In a perfect world, they would do whatever they had to do to stop the world economy from collapsing from a financial disaster. But apart from that, I think they should be keeping their hands off of the housing market. And I would hope that early next year, whatever president was in office would think about dismantling Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or selling them into the private sector and sort of cutting the connection of congressional guarantees for their debts.
Do you suspect that's likely to happen?
I do not, sadly.
And is this an opportunity to put some better regulations and remove some bad ones out of the mix, or is this just a time of almost panic on Capitol Hill where they're just looking to pile on as much as they can?
It is an opportunity to do so, but I think it is also a time of panic, and I fear that people, when they're panicked, don't think very clearly, and that's what's happening right now. I think many in Congress, with their ratings at all-time lows, are fearful of what the voters are going to do to them in November, and that includes Democrats as well as Republicans, and that does not lead to much clear thinking. That's one of the reasons why they're trying to get inserted in these very vague, quote-unquote, protections for homeowners and constraints on executive compensation in the bill that's going to emerge. I think that would be a very, very bad signal to send. It would show that Congress is more in a tinkering mood than in a freeing mood.
Last 30 seconds here, Terry. What should taxpayers keep their eye on most as hundreds of billions of their dollars are put on the line here?
I would tell taxpayers to scrutinize whatever comes out of this agreement very carefully and look to the future and think, is this something that's going to sow the seeds of a future crisis? And if so, they need to let their congressman or congresswoman know immediately and say, we do not like this and we would like you to change it. Because it's now that the next crisis will be sowed, not down the road. And people need to pay attention when government does this, these kinds of things.
Terry, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. As always, great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for
your insight. Thank you very much, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily, and that does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts, and a quick reminder to join us on the web at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this same time for Dateline Washington.